start with our freestyle set and move into butterfly.
Erica Andrews is Bethel Regional High School's counselor.
2, 1, go!
She's also Bethel's first swim coach ever.
It was interesting the first day. I had about 15, 16 that came. Some that were pretty good at swimming, some that had never swam in their lives before.
Now, more than a month into the season, there's a dozen swimmers in grades 7 through 12. Most of the teenagers had never swum before, at least not competitively. They could move from one end of the pool to the other, but not much farther, and not with proper strokes. Most grew up in Bethel, where there'd never been a place to swim. Anyone who had learned didn't do it here.
Every summer we go down to Oregon, and so I started taking swim lessons down there.
My parents are from Utah, and so when we visit my grandparents, I learned how to swim there.
My grandma was a lifeguard when she lived in Florida and taught swim lessons, so when we went to visit her, she helped teach all us kids that.
But most of the kids weren't learning laps or strokes, at least not the kind Andrews is teaching.
Okay, so what are the most important concepts about swimming that you're trying to teach right now?
A consistent kick and high elbows in freestyle. Never stop moving your arms and never stop moving your feet, and you won't stop moving.
Another challenge Andrews faces is building credibility for swimming. Teaching people that, yes, swimming is a sport, not just conditioning for another sport.
At first, I was just going to try and get in shape for wrestling.
10th grader Ryan Smith.
But then it kind of stuck on me. And it's a fun sport, so I got to stick with it.
Now, Smith says swimming, it's right up there with wrestling. And he's found some unexpected benefits along the way.
I've found that I'm more academically, I'm excelling in all my classes more normally than I would have because I'm waking up early in the morning and exercising.
The team gets up early. Most practices start at 6 a.m. School starts at 8:15. 10th grader and basketball player Gareth Rice says the waking up part is hard, but the actual swimming part, that's even harder. He's had no trouble being convinced swimming is its own sport.
There have been limits that I wasn't able to reach through any other sports or activities that I found in swimming that I was able to push beyond that I never knew I could ever do before.
What does that mean?
Swimming, it just works a lot more. It's working everything simultaneously and you have to be in sync, which you do in basketball, but I'd say in swimming a bit more. And it's more of a constant work.
Unlike many of the swimmers, 10th grader Skylar Sargent isn't training for another sport. In fact, she says the whole sports thing is new to her.
I am a nerd on the swim team. I'm a very fit nerd. That is what I am.
Sargent says in fourth grade, she gave a speech to city council, asking them to build a pool. Now it's here, but she says people are still becoming aware of it. She calls the pool a phantom presence.
Like, people know it's here, but they just, like, they can sense it, but they don't really go to it, or it's not a real thing.
What's it going to take to change that?
Just get more people interested.
But has the pool made people safer on the river? Most of the swimmers, like 7th grader Jordan Wheeler, say yes.
Even with that life vest on, you still need to know how to keep yourself up. So I feel safer for me and safer for everyone else because more people know how to swim now.
All right. First person.
The team is expected to compete at least once this year, probably against an Anchorage team. Coach Andrews calls this year a building season for the team and the community. At the Bethel Pool, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.